poring over maps, records, and file notes written by my predecessors in the job that I had collected from head office some weeks before. I left Brighton at 9:30 a.m., driving northwestwards towards the high chalk escarpment of the South Downs above Worthing. My work for the day was to visit and assess the condition of a group of prehistoric monuments on an area of downland, all within the purview of a large estate. I had telephoned Maurice Farthington, the estate manager, the previous week, and obtained his permission for the visit. I had first come across him when he was second in command of another Sussex estate, and he was always tolerant of, even interested in, what I was doing. "You go ahead, Martin," he said. "I haven't the time to meet you up there, but send me a copy of your findings when you've done. If there are any problems, I'll do my best to see that they're addressed." I wish all estate managers were like him. So, there I was, under a blue sky, driving up the A283 towards Steyning, thinking about Stella in her new summer dress on her way to work. Parking the car in a lay-by, putting on my walking boots, collecting my maps, notes and rucksack, locking up and setting off up the waymarked footpath to Chanctbury Hill.